Chapter 2. God is a faith God. I never knew the why of faith until I read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds have been framed, or created, by the word of God, so that what is seen hath not been made out of things which do appear. Like a flash, I grasped the secret of Genesis 1. In the beginning God created. How did he create? By the word of faith. He said, let there be. He created with words. Jesus knew the secret of words. He healed the sick with words. He raised the dead with words. He stilled the sea with peace. Be still. Peter healed the sick by using the name of Jesus. Paul cast out demons by saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out. They used words that were born of faith. They were faith's words. We become the sons of God, partakers of his very nature by acting on words. We become faith men and women. We use faith words, and we produce faith results. Faith in my faith. The first time those words came to me, they startled me. I began to examine myself and ask the question, why is it that people haven't faith in their own faith? They have faith in my faith. I received letters from many faraway countries asking for prayer. Why? Because the people who ask for prayer haven't confidence in their own faith. For some reason, they do not believe in themselves. They do not believe in what Christ has wrought for them or what they are in Christ. The reason for their unbelief is that they do not know what they are in Christ. They have a feeling that they are not good enough, that their faith is not strong enough. They are acquainted with all of their own failings and weaknesses. They accept every condemnation from the pulpit. They are willing always to believe anything against themselves, their unworthiness, their unfitness, their weakness, their lack of faith. Here are some facts. The Father has no favorites. Every person born into his family has the same redemption. He has been redeemed out of the hand of his enemy, Satan. Satan was conquered for him personally. He can say, he was delivered up on the account of my trespasses, and he was raised for my justification. He can confidently say, who delivered me out of the authority of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom I have my redemption, the remission of my trespasses. It is a personal, an absolute redemption from the dominion of the adversary. Christ was your substitute. When Jesus put Satan to naught and stripped him of his authority, it was you, in Christ, who did that work. Christ acted in your stead. He did it for you. You can say, in Christ I conquered Satan. I stripped him of all his authority. And when Jesus rose from the dead, I rose with him. You can confidently say, but God, being rich in mercy with his great love wherewith he loved me, even when I was dead through my trespasses and sins, made me alive together with Christ. By grace have I been saved or healed, and raised me up with him, and made me sit with him in the heavenlies in Christ. It is when you take your place and begin to assume your rights and privileges that God begins to respond to you. You have the same eternal life that Jesus had. He that hath the Son hath the life. You have the Son, you have the life. Now you may say, I have taken Jesus Christ as my Savior, I have confessed him as my Lord. God has given to me eternal life, his own nature. I am now a new creation, created in Christ Jesus, and have God's ability to perform the good works that were afore prepared that I should walk in them. I have God's ability, because I have God's nature. I have the same great, mighty Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You are his righteousness. You have the same righteousness as Jesus. Him who knew no sin, God made to be sin on your behalf, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. You can say, I have become the righteousness of God in him. There is therefore now no condemnation to me, because I am in Christ Jesus. That righteousness gives you the privilege of standing in the Father's presence as though you had never committed sin. You have his nature. You are his very own child. He is your Father. You can say, he has declared me righteous. He has made me righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. As a son, you have the legal right to use the name of Jesus. No one has a better right to the use of the name of Jesus than you do. All authority is in that name. Now you say with me, Jesus declares that whatever I ask in his name, he will give it to me. So fearlessly I take my place. I lay my hands upon that loved one who is sick and say, in the name of Jesus, disease, leave this body. Demon, leave this body and go off into the abyss where you belong. Don't you ever touch this loved one again. Christ said that they who believe should lay hands on the sick, and they should recover. In my name they shall cast out demons. He said this to me. I accept it at its face value, and I act upon it, because he said it to me.